percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Yay! Yay, I did another float, and I'm pretty much flying. The float, if you haven't experienced a floating experience, it can be in a little, like an enclosed kind of a capsule, or in a room. And the one I do is in a room, which is, there's no claustrophobia about it. A lot of times people will say, well, do you feel confined? But it's just so nice. And this time I hate to admit it, but I fell asleep toward the end. I'm like, dang, darn. Because you're supposed to have all these, sometimes you do have some really, really interesting experience out of body. You do have unique, everybody is different experiences. But this is Floating KC. And I have to just say that this time it was like, totally zen. So if you want to do that, find a place near you and go. Or just watch the Homer Simpson. I put that on the website. I somehow missed that before when we were talking about floating. I went to their website just to do a little background to see what else is there. And I found the Homer and Lisa Simpson version of floating. And of course, Homer is singing la 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 the entire time, all about, I don't know the words of the songs Homer sings, but Lisa's having these zen moments and out-of-body experiences, and she becomes the cat. And then she also finds herself somehow identifying with Dad and figuring, oh my gosh, he's to put up with me. He's such a good guy. So thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate your tolerance. We've got some great shows in the can. If you check out the archives, I'm just so surprised. It's been a couple of years now, and there's the archive shows. There's quite a wide range of things. One of the top shows is the Annie Kagan with the afterlife of Billy Fingers, and it's just, that's a fun one, a fun interview. And she's working on her art now, but talking about when her brother died. And of course, the brother's the black sheep of the family. He decides to come back and tell her, hey, it's not so bad. And he's like singing Henry VIII, I Am Like Ghost. He's coming back kind of chuckling along, and she's saying, oh my gosh, I really do hear you. I do have an article on why a ghost might want to spend time with you, but we're going to jump over that because, I can get to it eventually, and I can also post it on the blog, which is what I love. I just have to tease it, then I can write it. And sometimes it makes more sense when I write it because I leave out important little tiny bits and pieces that might make it sound a little bit more authentic when I'm writing than when I'm speaking. So the other thing, just in terms of things that are going on, you can also follow along. I've got the Facebook page for Wendy's Coffee House. But the stuff that really does happen that's really cool, I've put on the bookmarked on the sidelines, and there are some blogs and that kind of thing that I like to keep track of, just because this stuff doesn't make the mainstream news. And that for me is a challenge because I have to go track it down. However, by putting it on the blog, I've got it bookmarked for you to track down too. One of those things, Mike Clellan, we did the interview with him on owls, and he's got a new book out. And he also has what he's collecting, more stories. So if you've had any owl experiences, and some people say, well, this is like an ET thing. Well, forever, it's always been a metaphysical thing. And that's just part of the history behind it. It's a shamanic. Owls are usually a deeper spiritual kind of connection. But in recent history, when they've discovered that there are more UFO things associated with paranormal, yes, that's exactly what happens. They're figuring out that they might have bookmarked a few of these things and put them in the wrong category. So if you have a UFO experience, it isn't uncommon for you to also have a paranormal thing that goes along with that. And the other thing is that do, in some way, shape, or form, affect those in, whether it's called a paranormal or UFO, electricity. Electronics is the first little clue that you get, whether it's lights flashing or lights that you don't even know where they're coming from. But they do affect draining batteries or giving some kind of an intermittent flow to the electronics in your car, your camera, your whatever you happen to have. And so that's some of the stuff that I think is fascinating that we're learning to kind of maybe reconfigure how we have these things categorized and understand that. So getting into that, my guess, this is worth a road trip. And it's, I can say right now, it will be unlike anything you have experienced, because as far as I know, I have no familiarity with a haunted crystal mine and a haunted where you can actually experience, not a, this isn't 100% guarantee, but people in your group or people you know may experience it because they have had sightings with other people present and they have it documented and all that. And what I'm talking about is the Board Camp Crystal Mine. And this is in Arkansas. So, you know, kind of centrally located, unless you're in Chile or New Zealand. So if you're in the USA, you have a chance to go down and visit in person the Board Camp Crystal Mine. And they have crystal digging. And they also have what I'm talking about, the unexplained tours. And I for whatever reason, I'd gone to the Diamond Mine in Arkansas. I didn't have any luck. I got a bunch of little chips of rocks, chips of gems, just enough to, you know, to a tease. But you could also go to the Gem and Mineral Show, which is coming up, and pick those out too. It, however, it was the experience of doing it and making we went when it was had rained, so it wasn't too excruciatingly hot. Board Camp also has trees, so this might be a little bit better than that. And it has crystals, and you're going to find crystals, unlike the Diamond Mine, where the diamonds are rare and few. And when they do find them, you feel like they have just won the lottery and you were right beside them and somehow missed the ticket. It's like, ah! So when I was doing the research for that, I came across the Board Camp Crystal Mine. And they've had a lot of activity, but it's only happened in the last year. So that's what we're going to check in with the owners just to find out how this all started. So on the line right now, we'll give a quick introduction to the owners, Orville and Cheryl Murphy, who were absolutely astounded because this isn't something that they bought into ever. And all of a sudden this stuff is happening and they're having to go, holy cow, what now? And who are you going to call? Okay, Orville, do you want to go first? Thank you guys for talking about this. I really appreciate it. Orville Murphy from the Board Camp Crystal Mine.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fantastic. But I know you guys have an incredible story to tell.
Yeah, Cheryl tells it way better than me, but what I'd like to say is I used to be, like last January, year ago January, I said I was a skeptic. In February, I was a believer. Okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just virtually overnight, that just the stuff we've seen, the stuff we felt, the stuff other people have seen and felt, and it's just one thing after another here. I mean, I was the biggest skeptic ever, and you know, I think a lot of people are like that until it happens to land in your yard.
Well, and to set that up, you guys had had the mine for a while with absolutely no experience like this at all.
I think the experiences were there. I think stuff was happening, but our eyes weren't open to it. Our minds kind of explained things out when we saw things that we didn't know, didn't understand. And I think once you get it in you, you can't get it out.
Yeah. That experience is worth its weight in gold, because then it's not somebody else's idea or a potential. It's like, holy cow, just what happened and how do I integrate this? And my life just changed, which is what happened with you guys.
Right.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here and I'm going to come back with you guys. And then you think Cheryl can tell the story better?
Oh, way better.
Okay. You're her backup, though. All right.
You bet.
Okay. So we're going to talk with Orville and Cheryl Murphy. This is the Board Camp Crystal Mine. They have unexplained tours and crystal digging. And the thing about the unexplained is this is so fantastic that they've had MUFON come in and investigate. It's also been featured. I think it's on the Travel Channel. I posted one of the videos on the website, Wendy's Coffee House blog, so you can follow along. I'll post another one after we continue the show here and just kind of follow up. But this is pretty extraordinary. And whatever your belief system is, it's paranormal, it's unexplained, it's a what if, and this is the best way to explore and maybe discover a few things that we still need to categorize. Coming up next, I've got my guest, Orville. Cheryl's going to tell the story about what happened at the Crystal Mine that's blowing everybody's mind on Wendy's Coffee House. It's so fun to talk to somebody who has been on both sides. You know, the skeptic saying, absolutely no way, never. And then all of a sudden going, oh, my. Maybe. And yes. So that, I think, is fantastic. Orville, that you're in the position. You said, no way could it happen. And then the next month, it's happened and it's real and you can't come back from that. Just real quick before we get started with Cheryl. Again, my guest, Orville and Cheryl Murphy, the Board Camp Crystal Mine from Arkansas. When this happened and you had to turn around and say that it's real, what was it that gave you that moment, that epiphany?
Well, we had seen the big beams and just little tiny stuff going on for years that we never understood. We dig crystals, you put them in a pile, and you go back later, and the crystals are all spread out all over, and you got to go find them. And it's like, how did they get out of the bucket? How did they get out of the pile? Just little things. You think people are messing with you, you know.
Yeah.
But come to find out, we were being messed with by other people than just people.
Yeah, they were invisible on those cam. I saw the game cam where the rock is levitating.
Right. We found rocks on the lawn, and I accused one of our renters for putting rocks on the lawn. I've been doing that for years. Now I figure it out. I think they're just sprouted legs and come over. We don't know.
Okay, so Cheryl, hi there. I know you're in the background.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi. Thank you, Wendy, for having us and your listeners. We appreciate your time and interest.
Oh, sure. And, you know, I'm sure you guys are going to be very soon booked up solid with these tours because this is a very unique experience. Let's go ahead and just set it up. How long have you guys had the mine? And I believe you're certified. Don't you have to be in order to have this operation?
Yes, we are licensed with both the federal and state government. To be able to do the mining, and we actually bought the land that we actually live on as well. We bought it to put in a campground in 2008, and while clearing the land for campsites is when we saw some crystals kind of rolled up, you know, with the little tractor we were using, and it just seemed like more than usual. Now, there are crystals all over the Ouachita Mountains, which, by the way, Ouachita starts with O.
Okay, that helps.
so it's not unusual to find crystals, but we thought maybe there was more than usual, and we invited the state geologist to come look, and he did, and he suggested opening a public dig site. So it took us about a year to get our license, and we opened in 2012. And, you know, we have always been very ecologically minded people, and we decided we were not going to do the standard mining. We did not want to destroy the land, so we just decided, you know, we're going to keep it all natural, we're going to dig by hand, and just appreciate what the earth gives us. And we've always had that mindset, you know, that we want to cherish nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so we opened for public rock hounding where people could come in and look for crystals and dig by hand, and certainly, there's just crystals everywhere on this land. It's kind of amazing. I mean, you know, they're just everywhere. You can walk around and pick them up off the ground, literally, you know. And, of course, they're not museum pieces.
No.
You can find museum pieces. We have, you know, but those are the true treasures. But that's part of the treasure hunt in crystal digging as well.
Well, so about how big is the space that they're...
It's a 40-acre property, but the mine that the state designates the site for you for the public,
mm-hmm.
and so they designated about 5.5 acres for that. So that's a large piece.
Yeah.
And you know, every time it rains, you know, it washes off the ground more, and crystals appear because rocks are always moving up to the surface anyway. So.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to run out. I think there'll be plenty of opportunities, you know, for the public to come to be able to find crystals and find them easily. And we welcome families, children, even people with dogs. Our insurance company has been so gracious to allow us that so people can come with their dogs on a leash. And we love that. And we're just family friendly. And so we're doing that for the last 6 years since 2012, And like Orville said, we were kind of noticing little things like sparks of light in the woods at night, you know, and you think like, what was that, a firefly? No, it's you know, winter. How could it be a firefly? And our metaphysical friends were telling us it was crystal energy. And so we kind of learned a little more about that. I think it's called piezoelectric energy. There's certain physical properties that we have learned about crystals. It's all scientific. It's fascinating how crystals have these properties and create that kind of energy. And, of course, we know that they transmit sound. People have crystal radios. They transmit and save information, which, you know, in the computers. They tell time. We have watches with crystals. I mean, they are pretty fascinating.
Yeah, my husband just passed me a note. He said, they make speakers with those, with the crystals.
Oh, there you go. Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that. So, I mean, it's fascinating. So, anyway, you know, we're just like, this is interesting. But we didn't really focus on, you know, the little phenomena that we were seeing, which was basically like little sparks of light. And like Orville said, you know, these rocks would just kind of appear. He's getting out ready to mow the lawn. He's like, well, what is this rock doing here? You know, like, yeah. And he accused our neighbor, actually, of you know, putting rocks on the lawn. And now I know why the guy was so upset with us.
Yes.
And he moved, of course, after that. So poor guy, you know, we owe him an apology if we could find him now, you know. But anyway, if I can just go ahead and keep sharing here, I'll try to make it brief. But
okay, 3 minutes.
On the night of February 18th, 2017, our son had just moved to Texas and he came to visit us. And it was about 9:30 p.m. and we're like, hey, let's go out. I want to show you all these little sparks of light in the woods. It's really cool. So Orville and my son Josh and I just stepped out back of the house, and we were kind of our house is kind of like up on a hill, and we can overlook a lot of that crystal mine property, which is directly south of us. And so we're just kind of peering out in the dark, you know, in the woods, trying to see the little sparks of light. And yes, we saw some. And suddenly, this glow of light appeared, like at where the horizon was, where the tree line is. You know, you can see the branches, the silhouette of the branches behind where the glow was silhouetting. And you know, we're all just kind of staring at it. And this probably happened in like 3 seconds. And then all of a sudden, these three big beams of light appeared. We thought they were shooting up out of the crystal mine property. We were told later that was probably not the case. MUFON told us later. Their indication was that probably the beams were above and shot downward. So anyway, and the reason was they thought that was because they were flat across the top. They did not dissipate into the air or in the sky like your typical spotlights, you know, like Hollywood or car lots, you know, when they shoot those spotlights up, and you can see the light kind of dissipates into the air. But we all three noticed the beams were flat on top. And but anyway, they lasted probably like 7 seconds, and then they disappeared, and then the glow gradually just faded away, and all of a sudden it was black again. And, you know, within this about 10-second time frame, you know, all three of us are staring at these beams and this glow of light, and, you know, we couldn't even speak. I mean, because, you know, our brain is trying to process, like, what the heck is that, you know? And, I mean, we're out in the middle, you know, we're 10 miles from town. You know, there's nothing really, if you look on Google Maps, there's nothing really directly south of us. It's mostly forest land, vacant land. You know, I think the nearest house is maybe a couple of miles from us. There's no roads. It's like, you know, our reaction was, well, who's out there on our property with a big flatbed truck shining three huge spotlights into the air? You know, we're trying to rationalize it, you know?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
We're going to take a break right here in the middle of the story, which is like, you know, the rest of the story is coming up. All right, we're talking with Cheryl and Orville Murphy, owners of the Board Camp Crystal Mine. And this is worth a road trip. There's nowhere else you can go that's just like this, that has unexplained, incredibly mysterious goings-on. And especially this show was featured on Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials, Episode 4. All right, so yeah, it's legit. And we're going to find out more about the goings-on and what changed their lives after they got to meet MUFON and hear more about the potential unknown mystery. UFO connection. Coming up next on Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. So what happens when you see something, experience something that you cannot get your mind around? It's like so boggling that it's almost even hard to talk about because you're, you know, especially when it first happens, you're standing there going, and people think this would be easy, but when it is that far out of your frame of reference, it takes a while to basically reconfigure you and reformat the hard drive and say, well, I don't know what I saw, but I did see something. And this is what happened when these guys at the Crystal Mine are looking out and seeing these beams going up, and they were just hoping for little sparks in the woods, and this was way beyond that. So, Cheryl, you've got the beams, and how did you decide, I mean, who did you figure out to call first?
Morning, you know, it was dark, of course, 10 p.m. when we saw them, and the next morning we decided, well, we'll just walk over where we thought the beams had come from, which was a crystal pit that we had, we figured, like, okay, we're going to see tire tracks. We're going to find, you know, human footprints. Somebody was out there messing with us. When we got to that area, we were completely surprised to find out that all the metal objects were affected. So, in other words, fence posts that were standing straight up, they were leaning about 25-degree angle. A huge sign, metal sign, was toppled over, which even the strongest wind in 5 years never toppled that sign over. And then the tools were strewn around. So we ended up telling a friend about it after we found this evidence, and she's the one that actually called MUFON. We didn't even know what MUFON was because, like Orville, you know, like we were saying, we were skeptics. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like we watched the X-Files, but that's about it. You know, we've never seriously considered following UFOs or UFOlogy, you know. And so anyway, she called MUFON, and then MUFON called us, interviewed us on the phone, figured, you know, I guess they did a background check, whatever their process is. But anyway, they figured we were credible people, and they were extremely interested in this physical evidence of, like I said, the metal objects being affected. So they came out, and they were here, like, within 3 days. And every state has a MUFON investigator, we learned later, but MUFON National sent out the Special Assignment Team investigator. Chase Kletsky is her name, and she was here, like I said, because they were just amazed that we had this physical evidence that was measurable. And when I say measurable, they had, like, gauze meters, I guess they call it, where they can measure the electromagnetic field. And they found that all the metal objects were magnetized. They could measure the electromagnetic field was like 30, I think it was like 30 times more than the average of the Earth. And, you know, they were loving it. They were finding this evidence, you know. They took some crystal samples and soil samples, and they said, well, we're going to, you know, turn these over to a lab and see if we can find out, you know, if there's anything on a scientific physical plane. And that's what we learned to love about MUFON. You know, they're approaching this scientifically, and, you know, they're scientifically want to prove if there's alien life, you know, and if it's being visited. And that, we thought that was very cool, you know, that they approached it that way. And they were also very comforting to us, you know, that we weren't crazy and all that kind of stuff, you know.
You're not the first.
Anyway, they left, and then the Travel Channel had got hold of the story, and so they contacted us and ended up coming out last May to feature us on one of the episodes. It was episode 4, actually, of a 4-part series with Josh Gates. Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials. And anyway, you can find that if nobody happened to catch it on TV in October, they can find it online, of course, and watch it. And basically, the MUFON report came back, and Josh Gates, you know, he's an archaeologist, he's an investigator also, and everyone's conclusion was that the evidence here was unexplained. There was stuff happened that's scientifically unexplainable. And even Josh Gates actually photographed or filmed a UFO. It was designated as a UFO, and you'll see that on the show. So you might want to watch that if you haven't. It was pretty amazing that he was here and actually experienced that himself.
Yes, so, yes, to get physical, get something to actually appear.
Right, that's for sure. And then also, you know, you said something a little earlier, I believe, about like, you know, when people have a UFO experience or a sighting or whatever, sometimes other paranormal activities can follow that.
Yes.
Or maybe vice versa. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it does have electromagnetic effects, for example, on your electronics. You know, we started these tours back in August so that the public could begin to come. And, you know, we wanted to make sure people knew what was going on. You know, we feel that it's not something that we should try to hide. This is amazing information, and we welcome investigators. We've had some, you know, different investigators out here, you know, geologists, you know, those that are looking into more of the fringe science aspect of this, because it's incredible. You know, they're out there trying to discover what's going on, and that's really cool, too. That we can offer our sight for that.
The crystals,
and,
you know,
for whatever benefit it may be, eventually to humanity or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, just getting back to the point I was originally trying to make about, you know, these things seem to follow each other. So, in other words, since the beams, we have seen the orbs. We have seen the levitating rocks, which, by the way, we do have those videos, our own videos of these things caught on game camera. We have those on our YouTube channel, Board Camp Crystal Mind. You can find that and watch some of these videos of some of this amazing phenomena that our surveillance and game cameras caught, which was shocking to us when we first saw it, you know. But again, we want to get the word out, you know. It's like, hey, this is happening here. And we heard from MUFON that there's a lot of activity on properties, but they're private properties, and people don't want to go public because they're fearful of ridicule and things like that, you know, which is sad because, you know, it'd be cool if more scientists could have access to some of those places and investigate. But as far as, like, multiple activity and manifestations, people have said, you know, metaphysical people we've met, they said, yes, a portal has definitely opened, you know, over your property. And there's manifestations, not just possible UFOs and lights, but the orbs, the levitating rocks. Perhaps interdimensional entities are traveling back and forth through this portal. And that's when the portal opens, it creates these weird lights that we're seeing. I mean, there's just so many fantastic theories out there that are just amazing to us, and we love it, and we appreciate those who you know, want to share their theories with us as to why this is happening.
Well, see, that's what's so fun about this. It's, again, my guest Orville and Cheryl Murphy, the owners of the Board Camp Crystal Mind in Arkansas. I want to come back and talk about what people can expect on one of your unexplained tours, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right, so both of you. And Orville, yes, she does a great job of explaining.
Yeah.
We're going to come back here in just a minute or two. It's Wendy's Coffee House talking about some really, really cool sightings and experiences that make a day trip or a night trip or a weekend trip so worth going. All right, on KCMO Talk Radio.
Amy! Amy!
Can you tell what that is? It's a talking whale. They're teaching.
Oh, no, really?
Teaching the whale to talk, okay? I love this stuff. There's so many really cool things happening now.
Bye-bye.
And we're learning just, you know, all across the board what might be considered at one point crazy and impossible. Things can happen, and then that changes our reality. So when you guys at the Board Camp Crystal Mind, again, Cheryl was doing a fabulous setup for what all's happening there, and Orville said, you know, he was a skeptic until January skeptic, February, holy cow, yes. All right, that was a quick turnaround. So with this, you guys do unexplained tours, so people can actually go and have that encounter, or at least the potential for the encounter.
Right, yes. You know, we decided to go public with this after we had our experience and MUFON came and the Travel Channel came. And like I said, we figured like, hey, you know, we want people to know, number one, we're not crazy. This is really happening. And it's cool that people can experience it for themselves. And we can't guarantee if and when the phenomenon is going to happen. But I would say at this point about 75% of our visitors have felt or experienced something or seen something and caught it on their own cell phone cameras, you know, with the infrared lens, which tends to reveal a lot more than our naked eye can see. And we have a 2-hour daytime tour, and children 12 and up are welcome to attend. We're finding a lot more children actually are having some of these experiences as well. A lot of our tour guests end up sharing with us, like, hey, I've had something happen to me that's unexplained. And we want to hear it. We want to hear everyone's story, you know. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating that people have these experiences. And anyway, the 2-hour tour is in the daytime. We actually walk you up to where Josh Gates filmed, where we saw the beams, where the evidence was left behind that MUFON investigated, so you can see for yourself. Many people feel that elevated electromagnetic field still. It's measurable. Believe it or not, it does affect people physically. People have gone up there with aches and pains, and all of a sudden they go, hey, you know, that headache's gone, or the pain on my shoulder is gone right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what? And so I think that electromagnetic effect has something to do with some of that. And then after the actual walk, we walk up to the event site. After we tour the event site, then we bring you back and we show you a PowerPoint that we created that shows a lot of our videos and images that our game cameras caught, and just wild stuff, you know, that we want to share with people and let them know. And then that's just the basic tour. The 4-hour tour is every Saturday night. We call it the Night Watch, and we do the same thing. We let you tour the event site with us and show you the video presentation, but then you get to sit on our stage. We actually have a large stage here. We call it the Crystal Stage that we built for concerts, and now we're using it as an observation deck to see if we can see E.T.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway, we have a Saturday night tour. People get to sit on the stage with us, and we watch. And I think we just had some recent postings on our Facebook pages. Two ladies that were here just this past Saturday night that posted some pictures they got.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen them yet, so I'm anxious to go see them.
I have a quick question, Cheryl. Animals. Do animals act differently? Because you're saying you're opening it to dogs, but the animals in the area.
You know, that's a very good question. And yes, that was one of the first things we noticed about our own dogs. We have a black lab. You know, labs are all friendly and everything. And anyway, we have walked up there with our lab and gotten kind of close to the event site, like on a perimeter of it. And he just, like, stops, you know, he doesn't go any farther, and he kind of plops down, sits, and we're like, hey, come on, you know. believe it or not, we have not even found ant hills in the area.
Okay.
Last year, we were inundated with ants everywhere on our property and our neighbors, too, and there were no ant hills in that area.
Okay, yeah. See, that's what I figured would have been a real, like, a slam dunk thing, is that the animals are going to say, hey, clueless.
Right. And then just real quick, I just wanted to say that we actually, when we went public, some of our neighbors called us, a few of them, and they have had experiences too or seen things. And so we're like, oh, thank God.
You know,
we're not the only ones. So.
It's the area.
And I believe it is. Arkansas, I think Western Arkansas particularly, if you get on some of like New Fork or the MUFON websites and look up some of the sightings, you'll see a lot of them in Arkansas. It's really very interesting.
Okay, so now you guys are believers. You're also doing radio shows and trying to get the word out too. So let's go ahead and do a plug on that.
Okay.
This is... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we got an offer to do a radio series called Understanding. And anyway, we're trying to get that together so we can finally broadcast it. But we want to understand. We want people to be able to share their stories with us. We want to talk about it. I think it's just great to have an open forum about it, you know?
I agree, yeah.
Well, one thing that I'm amazed about is that when people show up, a lot of them get like a personal message. You know, for years when I've seen people on Facebook or wherever, you know, they're talking about this and that you have to wear a red hat, you have to hold a clothes hanger, you got to spin three times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that might work for you, but the average person is receiving their own message, and it's a personal message. And I think a lot of this is just, you know, it's a personal thing between you and the entity, the energy, or whatever, because we don't own the phenomenon. The phenomenon is owned by all the people of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot claim to own knowledge.
I think that's fabulous. Yeah, because you know, you have to have the right diet. You have to have the right belief system. It's like, no, when it happens, it happens. Miracles just happen. They don't have
to
have a special
criteria. And one of the amazing things happened about 3 weeks ago is we kept seeing this bright star-colored light, and it was moving through the woods in this one area. We'd go down there by the creek, and we'd watch it, but we didn't know what it was. All of a sudden, one day, there was a lot of lights and stuff. We got out there the next morning. The whole side of the hill, you know, one spot of it had collapsed, and there was all these crystals laying there. I mean, chloride crystals, big crystals, everything. So we have been kind of harvesting and digging those out by hand, and we call them the star crystals.
Wow.
So by next week, people will be able to go online and get some of those star crystals.
Do they say there's any different energy about the crystals now after that? You know, is that part of this too?
Well, we have some crystals in the store, and when people walk in, if they're sensitive, they'll walk in and they will go right to the crystal that is calling them.
Yeah.
And it's the strangest thing I ever saw.
I got to come see this. This is so fabulous.
It's awesome.
It is really, really awesome. And but like I said, that's what leads me to believe that everybody is receiving their own personal message.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that has to be done exactly the same way each time. You know, there's no procedure. It's personal to you.
Excellent. Excellent. I've just got about a minute and 30 seconds. You guys, I'm so glad that you're opening this up to the public and that you're doing it with the surface instead of, you know, messing with the other energy of that space. So thank you. Really, this is going to be so fun. If people who are listening, Board Camp Crystal Mine, that's the website. And Cheryl and Orville, thank you both.
Well, thank you. And we hope to continue to be a blessing to people. We want this to be a blessing. We are just guardians of this property and of this message.
Well, I think that's why it's happening for you, okay?
Thank you.
Usually stewards are chosen, okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thanks for saying it.
I'll put the links on my site, Wendy's Coffee House, the blog spot. I'll put some links on for this. And you know, if you're listening, this is something you might want to keep in mind doing a road trip, doing a day trip, or at least getting on the website. You can see some of the stuff there because it's fascinating. And it's one of those things that there is no legit, in any way, shape, or form, finite explanation. That's what makes life so fun.
Yes.
Okay, I really appreciate your time. We got to get out of here, and I do. I don't have a date yet, but my husband's a rock guy, so we'll be doing the road trip. We'll be coming to visit.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We'll keep the light on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good one, Orville.
Thank you for listening. Stay curious.
Thank you.